This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome back to Cottage Talk. This is our post-match show. It's going to be a review of the moments of madness day after. Emilio is on with me. We're going to be talking about focusing a lot on the fallout of what happened yesterday, Emilio. We're going to be talking all about that. We also have some breaking news from the FA on Twitter from FA spokesperson. I'm going to be sharing that in just a bit. But before we do that, before I go to Emilio, as always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. And I just want to mention that we're just going to be going for about a half hour on this show. Emilio has some things to get off his chest. I still do as well. And like I said, we're going to comment on the breaking news that we just saw on Twitter in just a bit. But before that, Emilio, I'm going to go to you first. You and I have talked off air that we're going to focus more on the moments of madness, which is fine. I want to get your raw reaction to what happened. Obviously, we could talk a little bit, if you want, about how Fulham played before the moments of madness. And I'm calling moments because it's not just one, it's several, that if you encapsulate everything that happened. So I'm going to go to you first. Just give me your opening thoughts, Emilio.
Look, I've been away the last few days, so I flew back into the UK earlier this afternoon, and watching a game abroad, obviously I had time to, I was on my own with my wife, and I was watching a game, and 70 minutes in control, deservedly leading, maybe should have been two goals up. And then suddenly just all hell broke loose, to be honest. And I think nobody could believe what they were watching. But to be honest with you, just watching it live at the time, that behaviour was unacceptable. I can't condone that type of behaviour by members of our club, to be honest. As far as I'm concerned, Marcus Silva and Mitrovic, you cost us that game yesterday. And I want you both to apologise to the fans that travelled up there and made time and effort and spent a lot of money to go and cheer the fans on. Fulham fans, I've seen a lot of commentary from Fulham fans on Twitter, saying, well, referee this, referee that. That's bloody shit. As far as I'm concerned, I don't normally swear, Russ, but
it's okay.
It's not good enough that your manager and your top scorer, and will probably be our record goal scorer at some point, behave like that in a global stage, in a quarter final of an FA Cup with a semi final beckoning, and you behave like that. That's disgusting. I was embarrassed as a Fulham fan yesterday watching that behaviour, and I don't care the circumstances leading up to it, referee this, referee that, VAR decisions. You do not attack referees, whichever player you are, whichever manager you are, whether you're a good manager or a bad manager, whether it's a Fulham manager or a Liverpool manager, I don't care. Big clubs get the decision, small clubs don't. You do not treat officials in that way. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever punishment the club gets, Mitrovic gets, Marco Silva gets, I hope it's significant. and they learn from it, because I can't condone that behavior. I was embarrassed last night. And to see our club dominating for 70 minutes on the world stage and getting a lot of plaudits to suddenly 2 to 3 minutes of madness, we were an embarrassment to the world last night after that, those incidents. And I can't accept that. I was disgusted, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, Emilio, it's been 24 hours for me, yeah. And I did a show literally 10 minutes after the match ended, and it was difficult to do, but I wanted to do it. I want to get a lot off my chest. And it's funny because I thought I would feel a lot different 24 hours later. I would calm down from that, but I don't think I have, Emilio. I think I still feel similar to you, meaning that I've seen all kinds of commentary coming from England about this incident. And it's funny because we all want Fulham to get more recognition in the media. I know I do. Not this way, my friend. The fact this is one of the only times I can remember that Fulham are getting more notoriety than Manchester United, but for all the wrong reasons. Yeah. And I think that's the disappointment that I have. As you mentioned, I said on Full Time, Emilio, they were the better club, better team. They outplayed them so much in that match. And for just a couple of minutes, as you said, you can really nail it down to 60 seconds. Everything changes. And that to me is just something that is hard for me to stomach. I can stomach a mistake. I can stomach what William did. Okay. I can live with that. I can live with that. We can all live with things happening. It's what happened after that.
Yeah.
Like you said, from Marco Silva, from Alexander Mitrovic, it is just, it's unacceptable. It's just not what we should be expecting from our club. And I've said this, and I'm going to say it again, Emilio, before I go through and read the comments that are on Twitter, the actual statement that's on Twitter from FA spokesperson. I'm going to read it because it's pretty damning. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah. I'm going to just go right here and I'm going to answer the question that I asked yesterday. I want your thoughts before we go to this. Should the club consider taking action against Silva and Mitro? And I'm going to say yes. I said it yesterday. Someone actually put a comment on the show saying this. And my initial reaction was, yes, they should. I don't know what that entails. If you're asking me to really break down what I think it should be, I think it should at least be a fine, Emilio. Mm-hmm. Some kind of message has to be sent to Mitro and also to Marco Silva. If the club feels that they need to do more than that, so be it. I agree with you. I think the club should have Marco Silva and Mitro both apologize on the Fulham website, on Twitter, on everything. I think they should do that. So there are several things that I think the club should do. The club should take action here, Emilio. Do you agree with me?
100%. 1,000%. 1,000,000%, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care. You know, whenever Marco Silva, promotion last year, great brand of football. We've done excellently this season. Mitrovic with all his goals last season and every season for us. But we're all human. We make mistakes. These guys have made mistakes in the last 24 hours and they have to apologise for that. That behaviour is unacceptable. By not apologising and the club not taking appropriate action entails that basically it was acceptable what they did. Forget the fact that decisions didn't go their way. That's life. In football, things don't always go in favour of the smaller club. We know that. And we've suffered off the back of that many times. That doesn't mean it's like okay to go and push an official, isn't it? It's not okay to tell an official where to go. If you don't like the official, he doesn't make the right decisions. There's a time and a place to take action, not in a world stage during the middle of a game when you're leading 1-0. You've got the world watching you on the TV in the stadium. You've got kids watching. Fulham Football Club, it's okay for kids to watch that behaviour from your two leading figures at the club. No, it's not okay. So I want the club to take action, whatever that may be, probably be a fine. But the club has to stand firm here and say, no one is, I've said this before, nobody is bigger than the club. Marco Silva's not bigger than the club. Mitrovic is not bigger than the club. The club will survive beyond these two people. So by not taking action, it means basically the club have accepted what they did was okay. And I don't agree with that. I'm bitter and I will be bitter until appropriate action is taken. You know, and if anyone is on the show now thinking it's okay, that what they did, you're a disgrace to the club as well.
Okay, very good, Emilio. All right. And we're going to be talking about some of the talk that's been in the media today about what they believe is appropriate. There have been some wide variety of opinions on how long Mitro's ban should be. But I'm going to now go and I'm going to share this with everyone who's watching live and yourself, Emilio. The statement that's from FA spokesperson on Twitter, and it's everywhere now. So hopefully, if you haven't seen it, you can see it on the show. So I'm going to be sharing this with everyone right now. And I'm just going to go through it. Here it is. This is from the Twitter account FA spokesperson. Regulation and discipline update. Fulham, Marco Silva, and Alexander Mitrovic have been charged following the incidents that took place in or around the 72nd minute of their tie against Manchester United in the FA Cup on Sunday, March 19th. It's alleged that Marco Silva used abusive and/or insulting words and/or gestures and/or behavior towards the match referee, that he used abusive and/or insulting words towards the fourth official prior to his dismissal, and that he also used abusive and or insulting words and or gestures and or behavior towards the fourth official after being sent off. It's further alleged that in throwing a water bottle in the direction of the assistant referee, his behavior was improper. The FA has claimed that the standard punishment which would otherwise apply for Alexander Mitrovic for the sending off offense of violent conduct that he committed towards the match referee is clearly insufficient. In addition, Alexander Mitrovic's behavior and or language was allegedly improper or and or abusive and or insulting and or threatening following his dismissal. It's also alleged that Fulham failed to ensure its players conducted themselves in an orderly fashion. Okay, Emilio, that's a lot. Give me your thoughts on what I just shared.
Good. That's what I say. At the end of the day, it's the FA. Marcus Silva, disgraceful, right? I know he's got a hot temper, and sometimes we're not the soft Fulham team that we were for many seasons under Parker and previous managers. We don't, at the end of the day, there's a reason why we've probably got one of the highest number of yellow cards in the country, because of, we're not the small, soft Fulham team that we used to be, which I like, but we have to tone things down a bit. And he overstepped the mark. There's time and a place to tell the referee where to go. You don't tell him in public, during the game, on the pitch, in front of a world stage. Not acceptable. There's no two ways about it. So he should get whatever fine is appropriate. That's not for me to comment on. And Mitrovic, there's all speculation whether it's going to be 5-match, 10-match. It's likely not to be 3 based on that statement. The more likely to be 6, 7, maybe even 8. Maybe the FA will make a statement of fact, because there have been too many scenarios in the last few years where referees have come under a lot of verbal attack. Not physical in recent times, but there's been a lot of verbal attack. And maybe the referees aren't protected enough. And maybe they're going to make an example of Mitrovic and say, look, you've overstepped the mark here. Now, I don't care whether it's any player does that should be punished. The fact that, unfortunately, it's one of our players and one of our best favourite players is a disappointing. That's why I'm angry, to be honest with you. There's no need for to do that. You've conceded a penalty. 1-1. You're still in the tie. Why have we gone OTT on it? That's what I can't understand. It's not like you've lost in the 94th minute. You lost a final. You've lost qualification to Europe or something. You've 20 minutes to go. 1-1. Yes, you might be a man down. You're still in the tie, for goodness sake. Why have we gone OTT? That's what I can't, hot-blooded, these Serbians and Portuguese, they've all got their hot bloods and their hot tempers and got the better of them. But that behaviour, is not good enough. So whatever they get will be deserved, as far as I'm concerned. We can't defend those actions. And if anyone on this show is watching and says what they did is appropriate, I want them deleted and blocked, Russ. Because that is not... You're going to... Any person on this show, watching this show now, goes and attack a transport worker, a shop worker, and you think it's acceptable, you get arrested and you get fined or you get punished appropriately. This is no different. This is a world stage quarter final of a match. God knows how many millions of people the match went out to. And to show our club being belittled and humiliated by these actions. Sorry, not good enough.
Okay, very interesting stuff. What I also want to talk about, Emilio, is the very end of this. Right. And this is something that we've talked about prior. And I think it's also, I'm glad that you mentioned that Fulham are not a pushover, that they play tough. That's the reason why you have all these yellow cards. But I think that there's a line that you should not be crossing. Yeah. And there's one thing that I've noticed, and I'll just read the last part of this one more time. It's also alleged that Fulham failed to ensure its players conducted themselves in an orderly fashion. This goes back to all the times that we've seen, I shouldn't say all the times, but there have been a few occasions, Emilio, where we've seen the players run over to the ref, crowd the ref. And I'm thinking, why are they doing this? It's happened more than a couple times. I think it's fair to say that. And I'm getting concerned about that because it also shows to me that they are crossing the line, that they are not just playing hard, that they're going above and beyond that. And for me, what bothers me is that the culture that they've built, which I think has been positive in so many ways, playing like a team that, again, is not an easy pushover. But I think there's a line that you don't go over, and I think they are going over that.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that might be why we're seeing them crowding the ref, getting in their face. There's no place for that in my mind. They should not be doing this because, again, we're talking about acting in a certain manner. You can be upset, but you should not be taking it to that extreme. And I think at times we've seen that this season, Emilio. So I just saw the last part of that excerpt and I'm thinking it's to do with what's been going on with Fulham, that they have to stop doing that. They have to change and they have to understand that there's a line that you don't go over.
Yeah. And the thing here is, you know, it's that the club didn't do enough to stop that. Actually, when you've got your manager actually at the forefront and the one that actually kick-started things off, you know, what hope have we got? Who else can come in? Tim Ream. I saw Tim Ream coming in a little bit late to the party, trying to calm things down. But that's why I'd like an apology, an explanation. Forget the fact that the VAR decisions first half didn't go our way. We know that. That shouldn't interfere with the likes of Marco Silva and Mitrovic taking physical action in some way, or verbal action. That's verbal abuse, physical abuse. That's not acceptable in any workplace, let alone football, when you're being watched by millions of people globally. Sorry, whoever condones that, I'd like to have a private conversation with them, because that's, you know, you're effectively saying it's okay to verbally abuse or physically abuse an official. That's not right. That's not right.
No, it's not right. I want to share this comment from our friend Steve Reynolds, taking it a little bit different direction. Whilst I agree with the comments, it's not a fair playing field with regard to the top six teams. I'm not going to disagree with what Steve's saying here, but we need to separate, I think, Emilio, the actions of what Silva and Marco did compared to this. We have a right to talk about this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to mention this, and Steve and I talked about this off air. After I watched it back and had 24 hours to really look at it, Fulham have a good argument for two penalties in the first half. Yeah. They absolutely do. Is it because that Manchester United, that the top six teams get the calls and we don't? There's an argument to be made.
Yeah.
However, you need to be acting professionally and not going over the line. So whereas I understand where Steve's going on this, I'm not disagreeing with him.
Yeah.
We have to look at the actions of Fulham. You need to act properly. And they did not act properly, Emilio.
Exactly. And, you know, Steve is spot on. You know, the top six teams do get the decisions. You know, that is fair. No one's disputing that. It doesn't make it right to go and physically and verbally abuse those officials. That's my point. You know, whoever you are, whether you're Fulham, Brentford, even Man United, you do not take that level of action into your own hands, which is why they're going to be punished heavily. The club should be fined heavily. And I also, like I said, with the fight, the club should also fine the coach and Mitrovic appropriately as well. So it's, but taking no action means it's acceptable, and other players will continue to, you know, will do the same.
Exactly, Emilio. That's why they need to take action. I'm going to share some comments. I don't mean to jump in, but I want to share these comments. This is from our friend Wayne Walden. I've been a Fulham fan for over 40 years now, and I've never seen this happen at this club that I love. Good comment. This is from our friend Chris Goodwin. Very interesting comment from him. He is a Liverpool supporter. There needs to be a new directive from next season to stop players approaching the referee in great numbers, as kids will see this and copy it on Sunday football and insult local refs. Great point by Chris.
Great point. Great
I'm with you 100% on this, Chris. It sets a very bad example.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And this is the thing. It's unfortunate it's happened at our club. But the fact it's happened at our club doesn't mean we can defend their action. That's my point. You know, I was humiliated by what I saw. I was embarrassed by what I've seen. And Wayne, like yourself, I've been watching the club for over 40 years myself. When have we ever seen this in any club happen frequently, but let alone Fulham Football Club? That's why I'm just humiliated. I'm lost for words, what I saw yesterday. So take action, FA. Fulham Football Club, take action. And, you know, it's unfortunate. The biggest fines possible, the biggest bans possible, they won't do it again, to be honest. It's unfortunate I'm saying that. I don't say, Mitrovic, you get off scot-free this time, but don't do it again. No, you've done it. You pay for it. And if it means a 6-plus match ban, so be it. That's it. We have to move on.
And that's where I want to go now, Emilio, because it's easy to write off the rest of the season. I've seen others already do this. So I want to now talk about the fallout. We're talking about what we think is going to come down to Fulham's best striker, Alexander Mitrovic, to Marco Silva, what that could mean. And we're also not mentioning, but let's mention it now, William's going to get a ban too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be dealing without William for some time. We're going to be dealing without Mitro for some time. They're going to come back from this international break with winnable matches. And they obviously going to be without Mitro and William. But I'm here to say that you could take this negative that we're dealing with right now, and Marco Silva can do all the right things and say the right things and take action to make sure this doesn't happen on his watch again and take personal responsibility. Hopefully both take personal responsibility. It sounds like that Marco's already done that a little bit in his comments after the match. I'd like to see a little bit more from him. But more importantly, get it through to your club. Go through this and then move on, because there are winnable matches. Yeah. I don't want to throw out the rest of the season, Emilio. There's still an opportunity to do something special. They can take this negative and turn it around. I want to get your thoughts on this, because it's easy to say the season's over. They're going to struggle. Thank God we only have 39 points. I've seen that. Okay. But why should we settle for 39 points? Why should we settle for 10th? They need to continue to play. They need to turn this sucker around.
And look, the season isn't over yet. How many games have we got left? 11, I think it's 11 games we've still got to play. So there's a lot to play for, right? You know, European football still out there for those who think it's the right thing for the club. There's still opportunity to get to European football. I don't think we will. I think we have tailed off in recent weeks. But at the end of the day, it's Mitrovic hasn't been himself the last 2 or 3 months. I thought yesterday he had a good first. I thought he looked quite good yesterday. He was in the right place to score the goal. Should have had a couple of penalties as well in the first half. Great save from De Gea with a header. So to be honest, Mitrovic was involved yesterday for obviously the right and the wrong reasons here as well. But excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold from while I've been away the last few days. But look, we've played without Mitrovic, for the last 2 or 3 months.
Right.
At the end of the day, and we've had some good results without him. Especially if we can regain the form at the turn of the year when we beat Palace away,
right,
Southampton, Brighton, Chelsea, a bit more fight, a bit more grit. You're not always the right quality. Then, we're still enough points in the bag to actually push up the table and finish, maybe top eight, top nine, to be honest with you. I think we've got Aston Villa now close on our heels in 11th. We're probably guaranteed 11th place, but I think we'll all be disappointed finishing 11th. So I think there's still a lot to play for now, and with or without Mitrovic. So at the end of the day, we've got to 39 points with Mitrovic playing every game. So we can continue to play a number of games without him. And to be honest, he hasn't been top of his game, and he's still carrying a knock. But yesterday, cut him a bit of slack prior to the incident. He looked back to his sharpest best, to be honest with you. He was involved.
Okay, very good. Coming up next to end the show, I do want to talk a little bit more with Emilio about the match and what we can take out of it moving forward for the rest of the season.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, Emilio, to finish this up, I wanted to take it in a little positive way, okay, because we've really, I think, really gone at the club, and I think we deserve to go at the club for everything that's happened. I'm talking about with the situation with Mitro and Marco Silva and Fulham in general, and hopefully Fulham will do the right things as we have been laying out there. But I do also want to focus on the match, and I want to talk about how different they looked in this match compared to the last couple matches and how vital João Paulinho is to Fulham Football Club right now. Because, Emilio, you watched it with me. I thought Fulham had a very good chance to win this because you were adding João Paulinho, you were taking out Casemiro, and they looked toothless.
Yeah.
Manchester United in the middle of the pitch. Now, I know you're not the biggest fan of Harrison Reed, but let's give Harrison Reed a little credit.
Yeah.
He played very well.
Yeah.
Played back in his familiar role. Then you have Paulinho doing what Paulinho does, and it's a domino effect all over the pitch. And then you have William back on the left working with Jedi. It all seemed to be flowing. It reminded me of why Fulham are where they are right now. They look like that team, Emilio. They can play with Manchester United. They can beat Manchester United. So I know we're focusing on the fallout and everything that happened, the moments of madness, but there are some positives to take out of this.
Yeah, and you look, it's, you know, we got, what was it, the last kick of the game at Craven Cottage against Man United.
That's
should have won that game. Instead, look, we got sucker punched and Casemiro scored with literally the last kick of the game. So Man United were poor again yesterday, but we made them look poor.
Exactly. That's been my point, Emilio.
We played with high press throughout the game. We went out, they were determined to win the game. I think the fact that it was a one-off game, not two-legged type of game, I thought, you know what, nothing to lose. All the pressure's on Man United in front of their home fans, and we took the game at them. You know, the Luke Shaw incident, you know, that, why did that not go to VAR?
Why did that?
And that's probably where Marco Silva's coming from. You know, you didn't even get to VAR, and then basically one moment about, you know, one at the end of the day, let's look at why did we concede the ball early in the lead up to Man United's penalty. That's a separate matter, but you know, we were dominant for 70 minutes. You know, Diop coming back into defense just felt more secure,
immense.
More, you know, he was immense, wasn't he? You know, he was a leading figure in that back four. And overall, you know, how many saves did Leno need to make? He wasn't tested at all, to be honest with you. And the fact is, 1-0 up. And also the other incident, I think when Mitrovic got in his back of his heel got kicked.
There were two times.
Me and Steve Reynolds were going back and forth. I said, that to me looks like, why is that not going to VAR as well? And he said, it would have been soft, but I've seen penalties given for that this season. So it goes back about consistency. If that was at Brighton or maybe at Brentford, that might have been given because it was Old Trafford. It probably was given it, which is why Marco Silva reacted the way he does. But again, doesn't make it right to go and physically or verbally abuse the officials, whether you like the decisions or not. But look, 70 minutes, 1-0 up. Mitrovic nearly scored a second. Good De Gea save. That would have been game over. But my point is, you can see the penalty. Willian, you know, maybe should have just let the ball go in, but he handled it. Deserved to get sent off, but 4, you know, 11 against 10, 1-1, 20 minutes to go, you're still in the tie. And then within 2 minutes, three players up, three people off, second goal scored, game over.
Yeah. Chris basically sums this up very well, our friend Chris Goodwin. Sadly, the madness events will overshadow the first 72 minutes where Fulham were the better side and deserved to be leading and heading to a 1-0 win. Now, to be fair, that was going in the back of the net. That was going in the back of the net until William did what he did. Let's be fair there.
Yeah.
But beyond that, Emilio, like you said, why not give it a go even down a man? Because they did enough. They deserve to be where they were. They deserve to be up 1-0. Dare I say they deserve to be up more than that.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm taking out of this. I am upset at how it all played out with the madness. But I'm also looking at how far this club has come under Marco Silva and the players. Because I've watched them play at Old Trafford several times. Emilio, those first 72 minutes might be the best I've seen. It's obviously going to be different for you, because you can go back much further. But for me, that's the best I've seen them play at Old Trafford for those 72 minutes.
It's a great, you know, it's a great performance, and they were there for the taking. And we took the game at them. We made them struggle. Look at even the corner count. Look how many corners we had in the lead up to that goal. You know, the fact that it took sending off for Willian, albeit they would have scored from that had he not handled the ball. Right. Mitrovic being sent off, for them to score a second goal straight after and a third goal in injury time. So you could argue Man United only won the game because they were playing with two extra men. And that was my point as well. It's
right.
Marco Silva, Mitrovic, thanks to your actions, you've lost us this cup tie. And that's why I can't accept that. You know, the end of, I want an apology. That's why I want an apology from the club. However good or bad a player you are or a manager you are, doesn't mean it's appropriate to do what they did. And so it's just disappointing. And Chris is right. That 2 minutes of madness has overshadowed 70 minutes of dominance on a world stage, a great, you know, great stadium. And, you know, we should have gone away with a victory playing Brighton Hove Albion and a winnable game to get to the final at Wembley. So it's it's just incomprehensible, to be honest with you. I can't explain.
I understand that, my friend. And listen, I want to thank you for spending this half hour with me. At the last moment, you decided that you had enough time to do this. And I'm glad that you did, you know, and again, I caught you at a moment's notice to come join me. So thank you so much for doing this, Emilio. And I know it's difficult to talk about, but we say this all the time on Cottage Talk. We feel better after doing shows like this. I got to tell you, feel better doing this. I do feel better because we got to get it off our chest. Now I've done it twice. So I feel much better. And I hope you got something out of doing it.
Yeah, and let's put a poll out there. Let's ask the fans, you know, whether they think it's appropriate for the club to be, you know, the two questions we've asked on the show tonight, because, you know, I'd like to see what the reaction is, because it doesn't matter how good or bad, like I've said, that there's certain places where you can do certain things and others you can't. And that one, in the public spectacle, you don't behave like that.
Okay, so I will actually put out a poll.
Yes. Whoever you are, whether you're Fulham, Brentford, Man United, fans, if fans go and attack a referee official, do you think the fans are going to say, oh, get away scot-free, you don't do it again? They'll be banned for life, or they'll be banned for 2 or 3 years. Why should the players and managers have different treatment? You've attacked verbally and physically. You deserve to be punished, whoever you are. There's no question about it. That's the law. It's inappropriate. Sorry, it's inappropriate.
Okay, very good there, my friend. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up this show. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. For Emilio Danilo, the Fulham Shadow, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.